take my love and let it flow in fullness of devotion to Thee. O Lord, take my hands and let them work incessantly for Thee. O Lord, take my soul and let it be merged
in one with Thee.
O Lord, take my mind and thoughts and let them be in tune with Thee.
O Lord,
take my everything and let me be an instrument of Thee.
Offering my prayerful pranams on behalf of all of us gathered here at the lotus feet of our most beloved and ever benevolent Lord. Revered elders and my dear brothers and sisters, Sairam to all of you. Today is a joyous occasion for all of us as we, the children of Sai, the alumni of the Sri Satya Sai Primary and Higher Secondary School, Prashanthi Nilayam, are fortunate to be here to offer ourselves to our beloved Lord and to celebrate Sai in our lives now and forever. It's truly an emotional homecoming to the time when we had entered the Sai portals as tiny tots. We received immense love, compassion and care, and where we went on to learn some of life's most imperative lessons. Today, together we are here to offer our heartfelt gratitude and to thank the Lord for choosing us to be His students, for taking us in His fold, and for showering His incessant blessings and grace on all of us. Reminiscing those golden days, those cherished moments of living with Sai, in His divine physical presence, where we spent our childhood, fills my heart with zeal and excitement. While the Lord Himself was walking around us, talking to us, laughing with us, surprising us, caressing us, but yet chiseling us in the most subtle way, a privilege that only He can bestow upon all of us, based on His boundless love. Over time, as years passed, Swami raised the bar for all of us when He said, "Your life is my message," and thereby blessed us for living for Sai. Although the divine love and guidance continued, Swami taught us to imbibe His profound message in our thought, word and deed. And truly, living for Sai is what we can offer to Him by being selfless instruments in His hands. Then is the highest level of living His teachings, that is living inside, which is the eternal truth. While today, Swami's multitude of blessings continuously surrounds us. When we are living in constant satsang with Swami within each of us, when we are connecting with the Lord within, when we are finding the oasis of love within each of us, it is then that we are truly living inside. And with these thoughts of living for Sai, which is our privilege, living with Sai, which is our offering, and living in Sai, which is a blessing, let's begin this beautiful evening. In concurrence with this thought and celebrating Sai in our lives, the alumni across the globe have penned down their experiences with divinity. And today, those anecdotes have taken the shape of a beautiful book yet again. 7 years ago, we offered our first book, Love Ever After, at the Divine Lotus Feet. And today, with his blessings, we are offering the second volume of this book. This time, the focus has been on the innumerable direct experiences that we have had with Swami. It's been a nostalgic trip down memory lane to relive those nectarine experiences and to fathom and comprehend its depth. We now humbly offer this book titled Love Ever After, Volume 2, at the Divine Lotus Feet of our beloved Bhagwan, who is our mother, who is our father, family, friend, guru, and God.
Memory for a long time. In fact, some remain with us forever. For those who remember these moments from their childhood, the alumni and staff of Sri Satya Sai Primary and Higher Secondary School have recollected beautiful anecdotes with Bhagwan spanning decades. Dear Bhagwan, we humbly offer this book today with a prayer that you had written for Professor Kasturi more than 5 decades ago on New Year's Day in 1960.
O Lord, I firmly believe there is none kinder than you to shower grace on me. Tell me, is this not the reason why I am at your lotus feet? I firmly believe you will respond quick when I do pray and plead. Tell me, is this not the reason why I am crying aloud for you? I firmly believe you are ever beside me to guide my steps aright. Tell me, is this not the reason why I am yours through day and night? I firmly believe you can never say no, whatever I ask from you. Tell me, is this not the reason why I long for a glance from you? What have you designed for me this time? Why this dire delay to offer boons? However long you make me wait and wail, I will not leave. I will be standing still until your loving eyes do turn on me.
Swami, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to come back year on year and place our offerings at thy lotus feet. For us, each time coming back to thy abode is magnetic. It is like plugging back to the motherboard to receive the vibrational energy it radiates and rekindle the light within us. The strong foundation and the core values that are built into every student in Swami's institutions are exquisite. It not only uplifts the life of the student, but subtly touches many other people's life who cross and as per Swami's will. And I'm happy to welcome our speaker for the evening, who believes in lighting candles going along the way. Sai Amrita Kaul is an alumnus of the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School. She joined Bhagwan School in 6th standard and went on to complete her 12th standard in 2003. She then moved to her home in Toronto, Canada, where she got a BA Honours in Political Science and History with a minor in Economics. With Swami's direct guidance, she went on to complete her BA and is an award-winning special education resource teacher. She's also an active member of the Sathya Sai International Organization in Canada, having served as a member of the youth group SSE Guru, Young Adults Coordinator at the Sri Sathya Sai Baba Center of Toronto, York. She is now the Assistant Young Adults Coordinator for Canada. Please welcome Ms. Sai Amrita Kaul.
Om Shri Sai Ram. If someone were to ask me right now, Swami, if there was anything else I wanted in my life, I would say nothing. How can I stand here with you and not be moved by you? Would you tell me, how could it be any better than this? And with all my love, all my humility and boundless gratitude, I offer my love and salutations to our late Warden Auntie, to Headmistress Auntie, Kitchen Auntie, all of our teachers, past and present, alumni, students, future and present, as well as to everyone else who's here to celebrate this amazing event with us. Welcome to our home. I really mean it when I say this is our home. Our theme for this year is living with Sai, living for Sai, and living in Sai. And the years that we spend here in Prashanthi Nilayam, living with Sai, define us in more ways than you can ever possibly imagine. The same way that athletes have a home court advantage when they are playing at home, that's like us. When we come to Prashanthi Nilayam, we're on fire. Our lives are just full of happiness all the time because this is our home base. This is where we belong. And to be honest, even when I was sitting down to try and write this speech, I couldn't find any words. I was really struggling. And so I actually asked Swami, I said, Swami, what should I do? And the response I got right away was, go to school. And that's what I did. I dropped everything I was doing and I got up and I walked over to school. And for those of you who may not be familiar, primary school, which is technically also a high school, we just lovingly call it primary school. It's the building with the beautiful Krishna painted on the outside. So I got up, walked my way over to school, and as I approached, I saw Headmistress Auntie, our principal, sitting in the lobby, doing work as always, because our annual sports meet is just a few days away. And I walked in and I just said, Sai Ram Auntie, I need to sit in the prayer hall for a few minutes. And you know what Auntie said? She said, okay, go. Like, there was not even a question asked. Because when you've lived here long enough, when you've lived in primary school, you know that when you need medicine, when you need spiritual medicine, the prayer hall is the place to go. And as I walked over to that prayer hall, I had the same feeling come over me that I had the very first time I walked in there. It feels almost like the air turns into honey. Like everything is just sweet and golden around you. And like time and space don't matter or exist anymore. And so I sat there in front of the altar. And I'm not even kidding. The ideas just started to flow. It was like as though this whole speech was downloaded into my brain in that moment. And that's what I want to come back to. Our theme, which is living with Sai. Here I am, an adult woman who traveled across the ocean to go sit in the prayer hall of a school that I graduated from over a decade ago. Why would I do that? That's because we grew up knowing that we could reach out to Swami at any point in time, anytime we wanted to, and Swami was there. Swami would be ready to respond to us at any time. And our prayer hall is the place where those ideas were born and where that foundation was laid in our lives. And again, let's just be clear here. Living with Sai, for us as primary school students, didn't mean that we got to hang out with Swami every day. It didn't mean that we had lunch with Swami every single day. There's certainly a certain brand of Sai student stories that we hear. And often, respectfully, those stories come from our brothers and our older brothers. What we bring is the perspective of children. Our experience was so different as children, and especially as girls. And those stories are often not told. And that's what I want to share with you today and what we learned from it. When we lived with Sai, for us, it meant we lived with Swami's omnipresence, omnipotent, and omnipotence and omniscience all the time. It was just standard. It was given. We knew that Swami could do anything at any moment. And the great thing about that is that it was in our environment. So we never really had to spend time learning about Swami's message or Swami's work. We just knew it. This left us with a lot of extra time. And what we did with that time was try and figure out, how do we want to define our relationship with Swami? What is our relationship with Swami? And so that's where it went from living with Sai to living for Sai. How do we get Swami's attention? How do we get to hear more from our living, breathing Guru and God? But here's the thing, we were children. So living for Sai really also just meant living for fun with Sai. And so how did we have fun? We were trying to figure out, how do we have more fun with Swami? One of the things we did was we would often run little experiments just to see, will this work? Will this get us Swami's attention? And I remember the year I had joined school, I was in grade 6 that year. And one of my friends came in after darshan, and she said, hey, you know what happened? Today I sat for darshan, and Swami came, and I showed Swami my letter, and Swami said, wait. And so I told Swami in my mind, I said, Swami, you always say wait, you never take my letter. And sure enough, on the way back, Swami came and took the letter from me. So I heard this story, I thought, that's great. I'm going to try this. So I went and I wrote my letter to Swami. I came, sat down very nicely the next day, first line, and everything was going perfectly. Swami came in, Swami looked at me, and Swami said to me, wait. And I said, okay. And Swami came over here, Swami gave a discourse. I don't think I listened to the discourse because I was so excited. And in my mind, I said, Swami, wait, that's all you say. And sure enough, discourse ended, Swami started walking back, and started approaching me, and I was, this is, again, perfect, going as per plan. Swami walked over to me, and the first thing he said was, wait, that's all I say? And I was shocked, my face turned red, and I immediately put my letter down, and I said, no, Swami. And Swami said, no, dedo, like, give me the letter, and he laughed. And it was just a very happy moment, and it's one of my favorite memories. The reason it's my favorite memory is because, well, one, it happened soon after I had moved to Prashanti Nilayam, but also because it's one of the most important lessons that I have ever learned from Swami. And the lesson I learned is that Swami is always listening. There's not just certain times that Swami is listening. Swami is always listening. And the thing about Swami always listening is that Swami is also waiting for us to engage with Him. Swami is waiting to have fun with us. And that was one of the main things I learned as a student at the primary school. And this is a theme that carried on for the rest of our lives. So, again, little things that we would do to try and have fun with Swami. Like, one day we decided as a class, we said, okay, before Swami comes out, we're going to chant 108 times, we're going to chant the Gayatri Mantra. So we sat down and everybody started chanting Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha. And then partway through, we kind of felt, oh, this is really long. Tomorrow maybe we'll chant Sai Shri Vidmahe. It's not so long, right? And we felt really silly, but the truth is, it still worked. The next day Swami came, Swami was so happy to see us, all smiles, full of love and blessings. It didn't matter how long the prayer was. What really mattered was the intention with which we said those prayers, the intention with which we reached out to Swami so that Swami could reach back out to us. Another fun experience that we had was with that is one day we came for darshan, and Prashanthi Nilayam is a busy place, so it just so happened that day we weren't able to sit in our usual spot, and we had to go sit somewhere at the back over that way. And it was just our class. There was no space for us. And we felt really terrible, truthfully. And we said, oh, we're so unlucky. This is not fair. We won't be able to see Swami at all. So what do? We started chanting Sai Shri Vidmahe in our minds. Sai Gayatri is going on nonstop in our minds. And that day, of all days, Swami decided to come out from the doors at the back. And as soon as Swami opened the doors, we were sitting right there. Swami saw us. He gave us the most beautiful smile, raised his hand in blessing. We were so happy and our hearts were so full. And we went back to school and everyone said, oh, you guys are so lucky. Within a matter of just a few minutes, Swami had completely changed our perspective. We had gone from saying, we're so unlucky, this is not fair, to now feeling we are so lucky, we're the luckiest people. And when I think about that experience, I realize it was an opportunity that Swami gave us. It was a minor adversity. But when we took that time to reach out to Swami, when we took that time to call upon Swami, we turned it from an adversity into an adventure. And it was so lovely to have that surprise from Swami and just feel that our lives could change with it. These are all the little things that Swami would do all the time. Another fun example was we used to sit in this hallway at school, in the video room hallway, or which is by the library. And we were studying there, and one day we heard the siren, which meant Swami's car was coming. So we ran over to the window to catch a glimpse of Swami. And the thing about that window is the window actually, you can't really see in. We could see out because it was like a cutwork kind of mesh. So we could see outside, but nobody outside could see in. And we noticed for a few days Swami would go by because that street led into the stadium. So we would get that quick, like, 3-second darshan and feel very happy. And then one day we just thought, we said, oh, it would be so nice if Swami just looked up at us. And so that's what we did. We reached out, we set our intention, and we all said, Swami, please look up. Swami, please look up. Nothing happened. I said, okay, it's fine. It was a long shot anyway. Who knows? But that day, Swami decided to drive back the same way. And while driving back, Swami actually did look up. And all of us, you can imagine, we were just squeals of delight. We were so excited. And the next day again, Swami drove by that road, and this time Swami looked up and blessed also with his hand, looking up like this. We were so excited, we were so happy, we couldn't believe it. And this continued to happen for a few days. Swami would drive by, he would look up, raise his hand in blessing at all of us. And somebody, again, remember, people outside could not see us, and we were much higher up. Somebody came and told us, you know, every day Swami's passing by and Swami's blessing looking up. It must be some devas and celestial beings. And we're like, what? Celestial? It was us. I'm sure the celestial beings also come for Swami's darshan. But it was us. It was just a group of 16-year-old girls. We were probably studying for economics or something. I don't even know what. And we were just running to the window. But when you think about it, when you think about this, we were teenagers. And we learned that we had established a secret code with Bhagwan. We realized that we were able to have this one-on-one connection with Swami that nobody else knew about, that nobody else needed to know about. Nobody else could touch that relationship because the only people who it made sense to was us and to Swami. And there is so much power in knowing that we have our own divine connection. There is so much power in knowing that whatever it is that you want to reach out to Swami for, Swami is waiting. Swami wants to hear from you. And Swami loves you. So for all of my little brothers and sisters who are here, take it from us. Every thought you have, Swami is always listening. And Swami is not there to judge you. Swami is there to love you. And while it's really nice to think about all the past experiences, what I want to say is this. When we live in the awareness that we do have that secret code with Swami, that nobody else needs to know about, that if people do know about it, that's great. If they don't know about it, that's fine too. When you live in that awareness, you know that Swami is with you every moment. You know that Swami is every moment. And that's when you go from living for Sai to living in Sai. You live in the awareness that Swami is with us all the time. And I want to share one last lesson that I learned, and probably the most valuable thing I learned. When we were in grade 12, we came in for blessings for Swami before our final exams. And obviously it's a time when we're all very anxious because, well, when we have exams, those board exams are very important. Also, just the realization, oh my goodness, our time in primary school is coming to an end. And lastly, we had no idea what we were going to do with the rest of our lives. And we just wanted Swami to come and just make it all better. And so we're sitting there, and Swami came out, and Swami walked over towards me and looked at me as in, like, what are you doing here, you know? I said, Swami, blessings chahiye, which means, Swami, we want your blessings. And Swami just looked at me and looked at all of us, actually, and I still remember how Swami's expression changed. It was just absolute certainty. Swami looked at us and said, blessings nahi mangte, blessings hain, blessings hain, blessings hain, which means you do not ask for blessings, blessings are there, blessings are there, blessings are there. And so, my dear Sai family, everyone here, I say this to you with confidence. I say this to you with the confidence of me standing in my own home. That whatever our sacred intentions are, whatever your sweetest aspirations are, Swami wants them too, and Swami is blessing us continually to do them. Blessings are there. Let's remember this, and let's just say it once again. Blessings are there, blessings are there, blessings are there. Jai Sai Ram.
In the form of a dance. 11 stars pray to Lord Sai Ganesha to bless us all. He is the one who is the harbinger of happiness, dispeller of sorrow, and the remover of obstacles. His presence fills everything. Victory to the Lord who is auspiciousness personified. We offer our heartfelt prayers to that auspicious one, to the Savior and to the Lord of prosperity. The dancers then transport us to Vrindavan, where the Gopikas, whom Lord Krishna would visit, are dancing to his tune. They have no one other than the Lord inscribed in their heart, mind and soul. Dear Sai, in our eyes is only your face and your form. We, your children, dance to your tune. Make us hollow so that you can play your music through us. In your love, dear Lord, we are all one.
Ganapati Bappa Moreya, Mangalamurti Moreya, Ganapati Bappa Moreya, Mangalamurti Moreya, Naach Naach Gajanana. Nache Chaitanye Avadhewale, Nache Chaitanye Avadhewale, Pana Phulata Bharla Sitore, Pana Phulata Bharla Sitore, Garpura Gaura Jagadodhara,
కల్పురదోర జగదోధార నేత్రి బలారా గణపతి బప్ప మోరయా మంగళమూర్తి మోరయా గణపతి బప్ప మోరయా మంగళమూర్తి మోరయా నాచ నాచ రే గజానన పూర్వీ ప్రేమ కృపా జయాచి సర్వాంగీ సుందర ఉటిషేందూరాచి కంటి దగ్గే మాడ ముక్త పడాచి జయ దేవ జయ దేవ జయ దేవ జయ దేవ జయ మంగళమూర్తి దర్శన మాత్రే మన కామన పూర్తి జయ దేవ జయ దేవ జయ దేవ జయ దేవ తూ దేవాసా దేవ ఖరా ఆదినాథ తో మంగళకారా ఈ కృపేచ అమృతగారా దారి విశ్వాచా సర్వపసారా ఏ విఘ్నేశా ఏ జగదీశా ఏ విఘ్నేశా ఏ జగదీశా ఏ ధని పరమేశ గణపతి బప్ప మోరయా మంగళమూర్తి మోరయా గణపతి బప్ప మోరయా మంగళమూర్తి మోరయా నాచ నాచ రే గజానన
humbly offer a drama at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord entitled Living with Sai, Living for Sai and Living in Sai.
Is a story of three generations of Sai students from one family. The grandfather, Sri Ramakrishna, the father, Sri Rama, and the son, Sai Krishna. Sri Ramakrishna is a part of the first batch of students who joined the primary school in Uti. Sri Rama was a primary school student during the 90s, and his son, Sai Krishna, is the latest generation about to join the primary school. There is jubilation in the house with this news.
Appa, this is incredible. Sai Krishna has secured admission in the Sri Satya Sai Primary School. Very soon, he'll walk the very same portals that we have grown up in.
Come to think of it, we might be one of the first families with three generations hailing from the same school.
Grandfather, father, and son from the same school. That definitely has a nice ring to it. But most importantly, our little Krishna will have great experiences, just like us.
Tata, tell me more. Tell me the stories of your school days, so that I can get an idea of how my school life will be.
Definitely. Did you know, Tata was one of the first admissions into the primary school set up by Swami in Ooty. Swami himself asked Tata to join.
Is it? Wow! Tell me more, Tata. I want to know everything.
It's not just a story. It's history. His story. Imagine God started a school and you were the first batch with unprecedented access and proximity. God taught you the morning prayers, actually meant for Him. He walked with you, played with you, He literally lived with you next door. Every day was filled with laughter, bliss, and of course, lots of learning.
Appa, tell that hide-and-seek experience. That is one of my favorite experiences, and it never gets old.
Of course. This was in 1970s in Ooty. In our batch, there was a hyper-enthusiastic student who was always unaware of his surroundings. Once we were playing hide-and-seek, and this student, in his zeal to win the game, went and hid in Swami's interview room. A moment later, we saw the principal, who we lovingly called Mother. She was walking towards Swami's interview room. The rest of us knew the boy was in for trouble. So, we waited to watch the consequences.
Oh no! What happened to the poor boy? Did Mother scold him?
Patience, Sai Krishna. Swami, the mother of mothers, knew what was about to happen. He signaled the boy to be silent and went out to meet Mother before she could enter. And then, when the coast was clear, Swami asked the boy to leave, advising him not to repeat the same mistake again.
What a story, Appa. Even after listening to this countless times, I still get goosebumps. We never had such experiences. Your badge was lucky that way.
Sometimes, it is hard for me to believe that we spent such wonderful moments with Swami. It all appears now like a distant dream. Memorable moments with my Krishna at Nandanavana.
But Tata, Krishna at Nandanavana? That is so long back in Dwapar Yuga. How is it possible?
A valid point, Sai Krishna. This Nandanavanam was in Ooty. But the experiences were the same. Krishna was the same. Then we were Gopalas, now we were students. Everything that happened to them happened to us too. My mind is transported to the little Nandanavanam with the Gopalas and my little Sai Krishna.
The Gopalas at Nandanavanam are waiting for Krishna.
See, brothers, Krishna will be here any moment. Are you ready with the song we prepared? Shravan Bhaiya, you made us practice so much. Even in sleep I can sing the song.
No need to do that much. Sing properly when Krishna is here.
Krishna is coming! Krishna is coming!
Oh, all of you are here. Chala Santosham. Very happy. Very happy. So, what news? Emi Samacharam. Krishna, all of us have prepared a small song for you.
A song for me?
Really? Sing.
Jai Shri Krishna Jai. Jai Shri Krishna Jai. Jai Shri Krishna Jai. Jai Shri Krishna Jai.
Did you not have lunch? No energy at all. Come on everybody, sing louder. That is the energy. When you sing here, people of Mathura must be able to listen. Good, good. So, what else?
Krishna, you told that you would give us a surprise and make us feel special. I'm really excited. Please, Krishna, no more suspense and riddles.
Chinmay, countless beings are praying sincerely at this very moment to get a glimpse of me. And yet, here I am, in your midst. Is this not enough to make you feel special?
Krishna, your presence is enough. We need nothing else. Please be with us. That's all.
Very good. Very happy. Anyway, I have got sweets and special clothes for all of you. Shravan, distribute them. Since my presence is enough, you don't need prasadam, right? Papam, he will cry. No problem. Here, take the prasadam and the clothes. Krishna is there in this also.
Krishna, you know my mind very well. I kept praying for laddu and you gave laddu only. My favorite color is this pitambar, same as yours.
Krishna, what is your need for all this? Why take such pain for all of us?
Bangaru, this is my love for you all. This symbolizes our special bond.
Chinmay, Chinmay.
Hey Krishna, you have saved everyone from the fury of Indra. Now save me. My father is coming to separate me from you. Please save me. Don't tell him where I am hiding. Promise me, Krishna.
Of course. You're my dear friend. Go hide.
Chinmay, Chinmay, where are you hiding? It's time for school. Why do you make me go through this every morning? Hey, Krishna, please tell me where Chinmay is. He has not eaten anything since morning. His mother is crying.
My devotees always put me in a spot. Don't worry, Kaka. Chinmay is absolutely all right. He's not hiding here. He's not hiding here.
Krishna, you did not keep your word. You got me caught.
I always keep my word. I never told where you were hiding. I only pointed out where you were not hiding. Keeping your mother and father happy is also important. You go to your parents and serve them.
Okay, Krishna, I will also go then. For today, I will skip the prayers. We are anyway doing it every day. One day if I skip, it is okay.
Prajwal, you have such an easy access to me. You are not realizing your good fortune. A day will come when people will crave for a single glimpse of my robe.
Then I will wait for prayers. I don't want you to be angry with me, Krishna.
I am never angry, my friend. I am always happy. Sometimes I pretend to be harsh so that you will learn. When you learn and grow, this is my greatest joy. In future, the world will expect a lot, saying, "You were Krishna's close friends. Listen to me. You will be benefited. Otherwise, nothing, for I am unaffected. Come, let's sing songs and go home."
Krishna naam ki jyoti jali, Krishna naam jyoti jali, Krishna naam ki jyoti jali, Jai Shri Krishna Jai.
साई की सेना चली, सत्य साई की सेना चली,
Wow, what a story, Tata. I don't see any difference between the stories you told of Krishna and the stories you told of Swami. Swami is Krishna and Krishna is Swami.
You couldn't have said it better. We are all characters in this divine play. Many of us then have experienced the divine proximity. In fact, you could say we were literally living with God. We were guided by Him personally. And His selfless instruments, the teachers, they were always there to mold us and put us on the path Swami intended for us to follow.
I also realized that God is not serious. He is very funny. Is Swami always like that?
As a student, the Swami I knew was indeed very playful and funny. He was always near and dear to us. Why don't we ask your father to share his school time experiences of Swami's playfulness? Then you will know whether Swami was always like that.
Father, please share with me your experiences with Swami at primary school.
As students of primary school in 1990s, we received the same love and concern from Swami like your grandfather did. But we did not enjoy the same physical proximity with Swami. In our times, Swami had become somewhat physically distant from everyone. When your grandfather was at primary school, Swami used to visit the school almost every day. But when I was a student, the frequency of Swami's primary school visits had reduced.
Did Swami growing distant upset you, Father?
Oh, Swami was a master. He never made us feel that He was growing distant. While we used to pray for a visit, He would conveniently divert our attention through jokes or sweets. And there is one fundamental difference between Tata's schooling and my schooling. During His time, Swami came to them. And in our time, we went to Swami. It doesn't mean that He loved us any less. We were closer than ever. Every moment of our life, we were living for Him.
Living with God? I understand. Living for God? Can you explain a little more?
Living for God means performing every action as a means to please and serve the Lord. The various service projects that Swami commissioned, one after the other, kindled in us a fire to do something for Him. We participated actively and enthusiastically in Swami's noble service projects and channeled every activity towards Him. Every Thursday and Sunday, we would wake up in the wee hours of the morning to get ready and make a dash for our Lord's darshan. As the Lord of the universe sat there on His throne with saints and scholars, rulers and businessmen waiting upon Him, the Lord waited for us, His children. So while we were not living with Swami physically every moment, we were living for Him every moment of our lives. Those glorious days spent in the darbar of the Lord are coming alive in front of my eyes.
Krishna is anxiously waiting for the Gopalas. Lord, the court singer of Magadha is here. He has toured all the kingdoms and received appreciation from all corners. He wishes to perform in your divine presence and seeks your patronage.
Manchidi, chala santosham.
Your Majesty, the King of Magadha is here to seek an audience with you. My Lord, the Gopalas from Nandanavanam are here and waiting.
Oh, have they arrived? Get them immediately. Shravan, Chinmay, how are you? Sorry, you had to wait some time. Have you had food? Are the facilities good? Dwaraka is a humble kingdom.
Krishna, why this formality? Have we not played together on the banks of River Yamuna? Why this distance between us? Why are you treating us as guests? Why have you changed, Krishna?
Everything around me might change, but I forever remain the same. Then I was your playmate. Now I am your host. The role has changed, but I have not.
But you have completely forgotten Vrindavan, Krishna. Not once have you visited us. We used to spend such wonderful times together. Please come to Vrindavan, Krishna. Please come.
What is the need for me to come when I am already in your hearts? Are you not spending wonderful time with me now? Is the place important or the presence important?
Krishna, please don't confuse us. Please come to Vrindavan and surprise us.
Ah, I remember you like surprises. I got a nice surprise for you all.
Chinmay, take the laddu. You love laddu, right? I know, I know. Shravan does not need any prasadam. My presence is enough.
Oh Krishna, you remember everything, right from our favorite colors to the food we like.
You are my only property. Why would I ever forget something that makes you happy? Come, eat those sweets. Chinmay is looking longingly at the laddu, but feeling shy. Everyone, eat.
Krishna, we also have a surprise for you. We have prepared a song specially for you.
Oh, is it? I knew I would be surprised by my dear Gopalas. So I have kept all my programs aside, waiting for you. Pardon me. Shravan, Prajwal, could you sing that song that you used to sing back then?
Jai Shri Krishna Jai, Jai Shri Krishna Jai, Jai Shri Krishna Jai, Jai Shri Krishna Jai.
Paap anachar me, ghor andhkar me, पाप अनाचार में घोर अंधकार में कृष्ण नाम ज्योति जली कृष्ण नाम की ज्योति जली
कृष्ण नाम ज्योति जली कृष्ण नाम की ज्योति जली जय श्री कृष्ण जय जय श्री कृष्ण जय जय श्री कृष्ण जय
చాలా బాగుంది, చాలా సంతోషం. మంత్రివర్యా, వేర్ ఆర్ ద గెస్ట్స్, ద సింగర్ అండ్ ద కింగ్? టెల్ మీ, హౌ డిడ్ మై బాయ్స్ సింగ్?
లార్డ్, ద సాంగ్ వాజ్ సో చార్జ్డ్ విత్ డివోషన్ అండ్ ఇమోషన్ దట్ వీ కుడ్ ఆల్ ఫీల్ ఇట్ విత్ ఇన్ అవర్ సెల్వ్స్. ఆనెస్ట్లీ స్పీకింగ్, I could not find any technical flaws.
I have listened to numerous music concerts, but I have never felt such joy and peace.
My Gopalas are the best. None can ever match them. My boys sing only for me. They sing only to express their joy and love for me, not to impress the audience. That is why I am ready to do anything for them. They are my property.
Lord, we are filled with bliss in your presence. But there are moments when your physical distance is agonizing. We miss you, Krishna.
We miss the moments we spent with you. I regret wasting even a single moment which I could have otherwise spent with you.
Don't be filled with regret, Gopalas. Aren't you wasting these moments, drowning in self-pity and sorrow? Fill yourselves with joy. Be thankful for those days. Be grateful for these days. Learn to feel my presence everywhere. For this body cannot be at all places and at all times. But I will always be there. This is the next step of your journey and the final phase of your evolution.
With the experiences of his grandfather and father packed carefully in his heart, and with the hope to bring back home a few beautiful experiences of his own, Sai Krishna goes to the primary school to begin his journey of wisdom and knowledge. A year has passed and Sai Krishna is back home for the vacation.
So, my little one, your father and I have been waiting to hear of your experiences with Swami.
Oh yes, I have lots of experiences. I'm really excited to share them with you, Tata.
Really? Tell us, son. How was your experience?
Father, one day I was running a high fever. I was even sent to the sick boy's room. I prayed to Swami and told him that Mother can't come here to be with me, but you are God. You can come. Please come and sit next to me, Swami. With this prayer, I cried myself to sleep. That night, Swami appeared in my dream. He lovingly kept my head on his lap. Swami gently patted me on my head and gave me vibhuti to eat. When I woke up next morning, my fever had disappeared.
My dear grandson, you have experienced something that neither of us have ever experienced. While we get sad and lament the physical absence, with your sincere prayers, you have invoked His omnipresence. Swami is indeed always around us. We only have to feel His presence and wake up to it.
What a wonderful lesson you have given us. I was fearing you might not have any experiences with Swami because Swami is not present in His physical form. But your interaction with Swami was beyond the limitations of the physical form, straight from the heart, something we never even thought of as students.
The youngest of us had the greatest of experiences of truly living in God. And you have shown that it is so simple. Just reinforce that connect and maintain a conversation with the Lord. Through His umpteen forms, He will provide the answers we seek and the peace we crave. Maybe that is why Swami loves Gopala so much, because they understood the message of Krishna really well and put it in practice. My mind goes to the unexplored chapters of Bhagavatam, the time when Krishna went from physical to the metaphysical and relive the message through the Gopalas.
It is the court of Parikshit, the successor of the Pandavas. It has just been a few years since the eternal Lord Krishna merged into infinity. King Parikshit has organized a satsang with the Gopalas to relive their experiences with Krishna.
Oh Gopalas, the kingdom of Hastinapur would always be indebted to you for taking this journey all the way from Vrindavan. Welcome. Welcome to this humble court of Parikshit. This is the throne that is usually kept for Krishna, right? How resplendent he is looking, seated magnificently on this throne. Thank you for bringing us to this holy court that has been blessed with Krishna's presence. There, that is the place where Krishna gave the Vishwarup Darshan to your grandfathers. Yes, my grandfathers were direct beneficiaries of Krishna. But I remember them telling umpteen number of times, if there are true devotees of Krishna, they are the Gopalas. Meeting them is like meeting Krishna. These are the hands that held and played with Krishna. Let me hold them for some time. Please guide me into the path of Krishna Bhakti.
We are just humble cowherds, O King. History might even forget our names after a while. But by virtue of being in the same era as Krishna, our clan will be immortal. We are mere zeros who only have value when we follow the One, our Krishna.
Your words are so soothing to the soul. Let this stream of nectarine thoughts about Krishna never stop. How do you overcome this pain of separation from Krishna, O King?
Once I hid in front of Krishna, taking a promise he should not reveal my whereabouts. When my father came, Krishna pointed to all the places where I was not hiding. From that my father could know where exactly I was hiding. Now Krishna too is playing a similar game. He is hiding, and we have searched everywhere else. The only place where we haven't searched properly is our own hearts.
But how do I find Krishna in my heart, O Gopalas? Can you share the secret?
It is no secret, O King. It is simple. Fill your heart with love, for Krishna is nothing but love.
Prem Ishwar hai, Ishwar prem hai. Prem Ishwar hai, Ishwar prem hai.
Ah, what melody is singing! We are all swimming in bliss. Before I am further swept away, please accept these small tokens of gratitude. Arey, where is Shravan's prasad? I had kept it right here. Mantri Varya, please arrange the prasadam.
Brother Shravan, getting the prasadam last is a running tradition for you. Brothers, please look at the garments we have been given. This color, this texture.
This is the same garment that Krishna gave us whenever we met him. I remember that time in Nandanavanam, a few years back in Dwaraka, and now here. Krishna is here. Krishna is here. He has been with us all through. Thank you, O King. Thank you for bringing us to Krishna.
I prayed to Krishna and then randomly picked the clothes and sweets for you. I have done nothing extraordinary.
Nothing is ever ordinary when Krishna is involved. We have rediscovered Krishna. Thanks to you, O King. You have called us here to give a message. But we are the true beneficiaries here. We are taking back a message repeated across time.
Whether you live with God, live for God, or live in God, God's love for you remains the same. The path of love might vary. It might be direct at times, and sometimes it could be indirect. But the joy and bliss always remains the same.
This joy and bliss is multifold when all of us come together and reminisce the wonderful days gone by. A single drop might waver or get lost in the journey, but nothing can stop a gushing river from meeting with the ocean. Alone we may falter, but together we support each other in the journey towards Him.
This is His Prema Leela. His love is all pervading. We are all Prema Swarupas, the manifestations of His love. We love you, Krishna. We love you.
And I love you too, Bangaru. This is the place of my Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa means that every form of the world is me. I am the stone. I am the sculptor. I am the process of sculpting too. This circle of love, meeting love, for the sake of love, will repeat. The names will change from Krishna and his Gopalas to Satyasai and his students. But the love story will never change.
Thank you. మాధవుని జయ మదినే స్వర్గముగా మాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవానుగ ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుకి ఎంత ప్రేమయో మనిషిని మాధవుని జయ మదినే స్వర్గముగ మాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవానుగ ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుకి ఎంత ప్రేమయో ఈశ్వరాంబముద్దు బిడ్డడై నడయాడే శ్రీనివాసుడై ఈశ్వరాంబముద్దు బిడ్డడై నడయాడే శ్రీనివాసుడై ఈశ్వరుడే అవతరించై పవిత్ర భారతాన ఎంత పుణ్యమో మనదెంత పుణ్యమో సత్య సాయి దర్శింప జన్మ ధన్యమో మనిషిని మాధవుని జయ మదినే స్వర్గముగ మాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవానుగ ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుకి ఎంత ప్రేమయో మతం పేర కులం పేర మత్సరాలు తగదంచు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతను స్థాపించ మతం పేర కులం పేర మత్సరాలు తగదంచు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతము స్థాపించ సంభవామి యుగే యుగే అని చాటిన రీతిగా నీదు ప్రేమే మాకు ప్రాణము నీదు సన్నిధి మాకు పెన్నిధి నీదు ప్రేమే మాకు ప్రాణము తల్లి నీవే తండ్రి నీవే తల్లి నీవే తండ్రి నీవే దాతవు మా ప్రాత నీవే సాయి దేవా సర్వం నీవే సాయి దేవా సర్వం నీవే
మనిషిని మాధవుని జయ మదినే స్వర్గముగా మాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవాను ప్రేమయో స్వామికి అంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానికి అంత ప్రేమయో ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి అంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానికి అంత ప్రేమయో
తత్వం అనగా ఏమిటనగా ప్రేమ తత్వమే కృష్ణ తత్వం.
వాట్ ఇస్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ? ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ లవ్
ప్రేమ అనగా ఏమిటి?
వాట్ డూ యూ మీన్ బై లవ్?
కేవలం దైవతత్వంతో కూడినటువంటిది ప్రేమ అవుతుంది, కానీ ప్రాకృతమైన తత్వంతో కూడినటువంటిది ప్రేమ కాదు, ఇది అనురాగం అవుతుంది.
లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అలోన్ ఈజ్ ట్రూ లవ్. లవ్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ కెన్ నెవర్ బి కాల్డ్ లవ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ అఫెక్షన్.
కనుక ప్రేమ అనే పేరుతో అనురాగాన్ని అనుభవిస్తున్నారు మానవులు.
మెన్ ఆర్ ఎంజాయింగ్ అఫెక్షన్ ఇన్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
పేరు ప్రేమ పేరు చెప్తున్నారే కానీ అనుభవించేదంతా అనురాగాలే.
దే ఆర్ కాలింగ్ ఇట్ లవ్ బట్ దే ఆర్ ఓన్లీ హ్యావింగ్
ప్రేమ బుర్కా వేసుకున్నారు.
బట్ దే ఆర్ ఓన్లీ పుట్టింగ్ ఆన్ దిస్ కర్టన్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
చూసారా? కనుక మానవత్వము లోపల కేవలం రూపనామములు మాత్రమే, వేష భాషలు మాత్రమే మనం చూస్తున్నాము, కానీ భావశుద్ధిని మనం గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నించడం లేదు.
వీఆర్ ఓన్లీ లుకింగ్ అట్ ద నేమ్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్, but we are not looking at the purity of the heart of man.
Aakupatcha pachulanni chilukale vela palukuna,
can the all green birds make sounds like a parrot?
Poola pai paaraalu purugulu tummedalaguna,
all the worms that move on the flowers, can they be called bees?
Pulicharmamu ga kappinatti gaadinta puriyaguna,
a donkey covered with a tiger skin, can it be called a tiger at all?
Yenuganta balisi unna pandi yenuga unnataya?
However fat a pig can be, as much as an elephant, can it be called an elephant at all?
Kaadu kaadu kaadu,
you cannot call
idi paineshamule kaani,
these are all external
appearances. Kaavivi,
these are all not the correct real forms.
Kanuka swasaroopa sandarthanu kavalanukunte paineshamulu purti manam teesiveyali.
If you want to really know who you really are, you'll have to free yourself from all these.
ఈ నాడు జగత్ అంతా ఇప్పుడు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి రోగంతోనే నిండి ఉంటుంది.
Today's world is full of this kind of disease.
ఈ రోగాలు నివారణ కావాలంటే పరిశుద్ధమైన ప్రేమ తత్వాన్ని మనం పొందాలి.
Only when you fill yourself with pure love, you can free yourself from this disease.
ఈ ప్రేమకు మించినటువంటి మార్గం మరొకటి లేదు.
There is no better path than this path of love.
ఈ ప్రేమ నిలవాలంటే మొట్టమొదటి స్వార్థమును అహంకారాన్ని త్యజించాలి.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ యూ గివ్ అప్ సెల్ఫిష్నెస్ అండ్ ఈగో, లవ్ కెన్ స్టే ఇన్ యూ.
త్యజించినటువంటి వాడే ప్రేమకు కొంతవైపునైనా సమీపానికి రాగలడు.
ఓన్లీ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ కెన్ కమ్ అట్లీస్ట్ ఎ లిటిల్ క్లోజ్ టు ది లవ్, ది సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
విద్యార్థులారా,
యువర్ స్టూడెంట్స్,
భక్తులారా,
యువర్ డివోటీస్,
భగవత్ తత్వాన్ని గుర్తించడం అంటే అంత సులభం కాదు.
అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ డివినిటీ ఇస్ నాట్ ఈజీ.
గుర్తించినట్టుగా మీరు భావిస్తున్నారు.
యూ థింక్ దట్ యు నో.
ఈ విధంగా మీరు అనేక జన్మలు తరించినప్పటికీ మీరు ఈ గుర్తించడాన్ని, మీరు సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించుకోలేరు.
ఇన్ దిస్ వే, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యు స్పెండ్ ఎ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్స్, యూ కెన్ నెవర్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ డివినిటీ.
తాత్కాలిక జీవితానికి మీరు అనుభవిస్తున్నారు.
యూఆర్ ఆల్ ఎంజాయింగ్ టెంపరీ లైఫ్.
ఈ తాత్కాలిక జీవితానికే సమీపంగా ఉంటున్నారు.
యూఆర్ ఓన్లీ క్లోజ్ టు దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్.
ఇది శాశ్వత సమీపత్వాన్ని అందించలేదు.
దిస్ కెన్ నెవర్ గివ్ యూ క్లోజ్నెస్ టు ది పర్మనెంట్ లార్డ్.
ఎవరు దీని నిమిత్తమై పాటు పడుదురో వారే అతి సమీపులవుతారు.
హూ ఎవర్ ఆస్పైర్ సమ్ స్ట్రగల్స్ టు అచీవ్ దిస్ కెన్ బికమ్ క్లోజర్.
కృష్ణ తత్వము లోపల అనేక విధమైనటువంటి ఇలాంటి ఆదర్శాలు నిరూపిస్తూ వచ్చాయి.
దేర్ ఆర్ ఎ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ హావ్ బీన్ డెమోన్స్ట్రేటెడ్ బై ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ డివైన్ లవ్.
ప్రేమ తత్వాన్ని మనం అనుభవించాలి.
We should enjoy this love.
ఈ ప్రేమనే మనం అనుభవించినామంటే ప్రపంచంలో ద్వేషం అనేది ఉండదు.
If we experience this love, there can be no hatred in the world.
ద్వేషం అనేది లేకపోతే ఈ అలజడులంతా కూడా జరగనే జరగవు.
Without hatred, there cannot be this kind of violence.
జరుగుతున్నాయి.
How much of violent activity is going on? Cruel activities of
దీనికంటే కారణం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ ది రీజన్ ఫర్ దిస్?
ఈ స్వార్థము అహంకారమే మూల కారణం.
సెల్ఫిష్నెస్ అండ్ ఈగో ఆర్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ దిస్.
కనుక ఈ స్వార్థము అహంకారాన్ని మొట్టమొదట కాల్చివేయాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ బర్న్ అవుట్ ఆల్ దిస్ సెల్ఫిష్నెస్ అండ్ ఈగో.
అప్పుడే నిస్వార్థమైనటువంటిది నీలో ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంది.
దెన్ ఓన్లీ సెల్ఫ్లెస్నెస్ కెన్ ఎమర్జ్ ఇన్ యూ.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రేమతత్వాన్ని ఆధారం చేసుకుని
base your life on this principle of
ప్రేమ భావాన్ని మనం అభివృద్ధి గావించుకుని
డెవలప్ ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
ప్రేమ జీవితాన్ని మనం గడిపి
లివ్ ది లైఫ్
ప్రేమలోనే మనం అంత్యం కావాలి.
యూ షుడ్ ఎండ్ అప్ విత్ లవ్.
గోవింద కృష్ణ జై గోపాల కృష్ణ జై Krishna Jai కమాల హారి ప్యారి మాయి మీరమ హారి కరణ మోహన్ పురణి దారి కృష్ణ జై కమాల హారి ప్యారి మాయి మీర కరణి గారి కదన మోహన కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ జై రామ కృష్ణ జై రాధా కృష్ణ జై బాల కృష్ణ జై జై కృష్ణ జై కృష్ణ 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 జై.
ಕಾಂಬೋಧರಾಜಯ ಗೌರಿ ಸುತ
ಸಾಯಿ 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 ಸಾಯ శ్రీరమణీ హృదయాంతరంగా,
శ్రీరమణీ హృదయాంతరంగా,
Thank you. Sai Baba.